Looks like another nice morning today.
But goodness, the critters certainly have been chatty. More chatty than I've ever heard them before, actually. Whatever it is, it certainly has them excited. But if it were something dangerous, they would be sounding alarmed. I guess I'll just have to start asking them. You can never get a straight answer out of those little ones, though. They always see things from different perspectives, and so they always describe things from different perspectives. Oh well. Maybe I'll ask the squirrels.
Excuse me, little ones. Good morning. Could you perhaps tell me what all this morning chatter is about? A large beast? On the ground near the edge of the forest.
Can you describe what it looked like?
Huh?
A tall beast that is moving tree branches and tree trunks? It almost sounds like a...
Hey, wait! Come back!
Squirrels. They couldn't have really meant a human, though, could they? Humans can't come to this forest. It's protected by magic. I should go check, just to be sure. All right. Bag, bow, arrows. I think I have everything.
Excuse me, birds. Could you lead me to this beast you've all been speaking of?
Oh, thank you. I'll be following right behind you. I hope it isn't actually something dangerous. I'm good with arrows, but I'm a terrible fighter. But it's my duty to protect this part of the forest. So I'll just have to do what I can. I think I see it ahead, but it doesn't look like any forest beast I've ever seen. It's not moving, so it should be safe to get a closer look.
So it was a human! Oh no, he looks sickly, and his leg is hurt too.
Thank goodness, he's still breathing, but he's weak, and he's not moving.
Hello? Human? Can you hear me?
Oh, he really isn't well. He must be unconscious with a fever. There's no way he'll survive the night if I leave him here.
I'll have to take him back to my home.
Oh my goodness, you're awake! No, no. Don't try to move or get up. You're still very weak. Oh, I was so worried for you. Even after I've been using my fairy dust on the medicine I've been giving you, you didn't wake up. You've been asleep for several days with a bad fever. How are you feeling? Let me check your forehead. Oh good, your fever broke.
It's okay. You're just here in my treehouse, in the forest. It's perfectly safe, I promise.
Hungry?
Oh, I'm sure you must be. I've been giving you herbs and medicine in your sleep, but that's about all I could give. I just finished making dinner. I'll get you some of that and some clover tea as well. It should all be easy on your stomach. And then later, I can help you bathe.
Oh, but I do. I've been bathing you every day since I brought you here. And until you can move on your own, that's what I'll continue to do. And you don't need to worry about me seeing anything, because I've already seen it all. Besides, there's nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about with a naked body. It's all natural. And besides, you're very handsome, and shouldn't be afraid to show yourself off anyways.
I think the tea and dinner is almost ready. I'll go get it.
Hmm? Was something the matter?
Oh, that's right. You've never seen a fairy before, have you?
I shouldn't have flown around like that without telling you first. I was planning to tell you eventually. You don't think I'm a monster or anything, do you?
Oh, good. Your words are too kind. I'm relieved you don't think any differently of me now that you know. And that you find me quite pretty. Well, here you are. I'll help you sit up in bed so you can eat and drink properly. Huh? My wings? You think they're beautiful? Well, thank you. I've never been complimented on my wings before. And I'm sure there's fairies out there with far more beautiful wings than me. But to compliment a fairy on their wings, it's both a very honoring and flattering thing to do. Touch them? Yes, I suppose that would be okay. Though I really don't think they are that interesting. And no need to worry about ripping them. They're quite durable and strong. You'd have to try really hard to damage them. That tickles a little. But whenever I'm not using them, I just fold them down against my back. Like this. And believe it or not, but when my wings are unfurled, I actually become weightless. If I had them unfurled and I was to jump, or there was a strong gust of wind, I would float. Flapping my wings simply propels me where I want to go. They're very flexible, too. I could lay down on my back with them unfurled for days, and they would still retain their shape. Well, wings are a status symbol when it comes to fairies. Shape, color, translucency. The better those traits are, the more popular and higher in status you are. My wings may be nicely translucent, but the rainbow color is too subtle and weak. Some fairies have wings so colorful that they glow and sparkle. Thank you. That really is the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me. Oh, you're surprised at how big I am, even though I'm a fairy? Well, some fairies are only a few inches tall, but it depends what fairy kingdom you come from. I came from one where the fairies are almost human size, though I'm still quite short. About 4.5 feet? The last I checked. Oh, yeah. I've been sleeping on the floor next to you in bed since I brought you here. Both because that's the only bed in my house, and also I wanted to be as close to you as possible. In case your health took a turn. I've been checking on you every couple hours or so throughout the night during those several days, too. Yeah, a little tired, but nothing to worry about, and seeing you get well again was more than worth it. But enough about me. Eat. All done? Did it taste okay? Well, thank you. I may live alone, but I do try to keep up on my cooking skills for myself. Now, I'm gonna heat some water in a basin so I can wash you and change your bandage. Okay, let's see how the leg is doing. I'll just remove the bandages. Seems to be healing quite nicely. The swelling has gone way down. The dust from my fairy wings certainly has many different properties, including healing ones. So I made an ointment from it to use as medicine on your wound. Now if you'll remove your shirt and underwear and lie on your stomach, I'll start bathing you. I don't need to wash your clothes anyway, so you may as well just take them all off. But I do. Come now. There's really no need to be embarrassed, won't you, please? I've already told you I've seen everything. Okay, if it will make you feel more comfortable, I'll cover your nethers with a small towel while you're laying down. Will that be okay? Good, thank you. Now go on and turn around and I'll cover you. That work? Good.
Now, I'll get started on your back. See? Doesn't that feel nice? Just relax and let me take care of everything. You know, you have quite the strong-looking back. Are you a laborer? Or a farmhand? You're a weightlifter? I've never heard of that before. So, it's like being a laborer, except you're lifting heavy things for fun and exercise? You really are an interesting man, aren't you? The world of humans must have changed since I last saw it. The last I saw humans lifting heavy things was done to support their livelihood, not for fun. You know, it's impolite to ask a lady her age, don't you? Just know that I've been around a while. Fairies age much slower than humans. I've seen other humans before, but only from a distance, and very rarely, as I almost never leave the magic part of the forest. And now, time for your legs. I'll be a gentle around your wound and put some new medicine and bandages on. There we go. Cleaned with new medicine and bandages on. Do they feel okay? Not too tight? Good. And now, your butt. Come on, I said I'd cover it while I washed you, but I never said I wouldn't wash there too. Do you think that place has just been washing itself when you've been in bed for days? Now, please just relax and let me do it. Thank you. There we go. Now relax, just like that. I didn't mean to seem cross with you. It's only because I want to help you. Besides, I don't know why you're so intent on hiding it. It is a very nice looking butt to me. See? This is nice, isn't it? How many human men can say that they get to have their butt tenderly washed by a fairy? Now then, time to live over. And don't worry, I'll cover you again at first. But I will be getting to that spot eventually, so flip flip! There we go. It's so much quicker without all that fuss. Just please try to understand that all I ever want to do is help you. I know it may take time, but I hope you'll come to trust me. Now I'll start with your chest and arms. My, I've never really noticed it before, but your chest and arms are actually quite nice looking. Oh, sorry. I'm so used to being on my own that I just kind of say my thoughts out loud. If I ever say something strange, just try not to pay it any mind. Well, that takes care of your chest, and now for your legs again. Oh my, what's this now? Oh, now don't be embarrassed. I'm gonna have to wash there anyways, so I'll just remove the towel now. Oh, I've washed this place before, but this is the first time I've ever seen it like this. I mean, I've lived with animals for as long as I can remember, so I know that, these things are able to get larger, but it's the first time I've ever seen a human's up close. Oh, sorry, it's rude of me to just stare like that. I'll just start washing it. If that's okay. I promise I'll be very gentle with it. Well, it's so much larger than the other times I've washed it, but it kind of makes it easier to clean up and around it. I'm sorry, thinking out loud again. Are you okay? The more I wash it and rub it, the bigger and harder it's been getting. And you're starting to move around more and more. Does it feel uncomfortable? Do you want me to stop? It feels good. Are you sure? Well, in that case, if it feels good, I'll just keep rubbing it this way. I want to do everything I can to help you feel better.
so you can heal and be able to return to your home. This really does feel good for you, doesn't it? Just keep laying back and let me take care of you. Oh, it looks so red and swollen near the tip. Well, just keep relaxing, and I'll take my time with the area right at the end where it seems to be the most red. And just let me know if my humming bothers you while I do this, or if there's anything you'd like me to do differently. You seem like you're tensing up more, but you also seem to be enjoying this quite a lot. Oh, you want me to rub it faster? Sure. How's that? Did that feel nice? You're close. Close to what? Coming? Is that bad? Oh, well then I'm not sure what that means, but if it's good, then I'll just go ahead and let that happen. I have you here in my hands, and I won't stop rubbing until you, well, come, as you said. So just go ahead and come. It would make me so happy to see you feel good and relaxed. So just try to do that for me. You're coming? Okay then, please, come from you. Come for me. Oh my, it just keeps spurting. It's okay. I still have you. Just breathe. There we go. Well, that was certainly surprising. I was already surprised with how big it got, but when you said you were close to coming, I wasn't expecting all this white sticky stuff to come shooting out of it. It's completely covered my hands. I even got some on my face. No, don't apologize. It's really okay. I said I wanted you to feel good, and it looks like I was able to do that, so I'm glad. Really glad. But, what is this stuff exactly? What happened to you just now? Oh, so that was coming, and this is your cum. So this stuff babies are actually made from? I'm afraid the extent of my sexual education is what I've seen from animals. Well, I'll just go get myself cleaned up and then get you a fresh wet towel, so you just sit tight. Oh my, it was so warm and it had such an interesting smell, and it's all sticky and slimy, but I wonder what it tastes like. Oh, it tastes good. Really good. So this has come from a human male. Oh, it's just so good. Delicious. I've never tasted something like this before. Oh, and the smell's making me so wet. I thought what he did looked similar to what happened to me when I touched myself. Coming, I think he called it. So that's what happens when a human male comes. Oh, yes, I'm fine. Sorry. Just getting the things. No, really, I'm not upset for you having that happen. It really only surprised me. Here we go. I'll just get you all cleaned up. You look so loose and relaxed now. I'm glad I was able to do that for you. So if you ever want me to do something like that again, you know you can just ask, right? Anytime you want, I'll be happy to do it for you. Well, it's getting late, so I'm probably gonna start getting ready for bed. Huh? Sleep on the bed with you? Oh, I couldn't. You're still recovering. And I wouldn't want to bother you or interrupt your sleep. You'd sleep better if I was there next to you? Well, if you're really sure it would be okay, I'll just change into my nightgown real quick.
You can watch if you like. I, for one, have no problem being seen naked by you. Well, here we are. I'll just sleep in front of you, if that's okay. I'll try not to crowd you too much. Well, good night. And please, don't be afraid to wake me if you need anything. Until the moment you leave my forest, all your needs are in my care.